As the recycling crisis continues in Victoria, a parliamentary inquiry has found the state must introduce new ways to stop glass going into household recycling bins. As things stand now, residents in most areas are told to put their glass waste in their recycling bin, but the industry says that's causing the costly contamination of the paper and plastic in those bins. The inquiry's final report calls for the introduction of a new household bin specifically for glass, as well as a new container deposit scheme like most of Australia already has. David Sparks reports.
Around the nation, experts are worried about how our recyclable waste gets mixed together, making it much more costly to process. Dr. Kiralee Peters from the Federal Department of Industry, Innovation and Science gave evidence at a public hearing in Canberra today.
Crushed glass in the curbside recycling contaminates both the remaining plastic that's in the bin and the remaining paper that's in the bin. And that glass that goes through curbside recycling can really only be, it ends up in such a state that it really can only be used in road base if it's going to be used at all.
Separation of waste is one of the key themes of another inquiry. This one has been held in Victoria into its recycling crisis. The Victorian Inquiry's final report was tabled in Parliament today, delivering a wide range of findings about why the state's recycling network has struggled in recent years. Among its recommendations is a call for the Victorian government to help councils introduce a separate bin for households, specifically for glass. That's a strategy some councils are already investigating, including Warrnambool, 250 kilometres west of Melbourne.
If the glass comes out of the recycling, it's much cheaper to recycle, so it potentially opens the way for local recycling.
Glenn Reddick is manager of city amenity at Warrnambool Council.
Being in Warrnambool, and many rural councils were heavily dependent on Melbourne, and we pay expensive transport costs and there's an environmental impact to that. So if we can actually process recycling locally by getting the glass out, it's much cheaper and much better for the environment. We've actually estimated and told the community here that their waste charge next year, as a result of our FOGO, which is our food organics and garden organics, and the glass collection, their waste management fee is estimated to go down next year by $15.
But there's also the question of whether residents will be willing to have an extra bin on their property and go to the effort of sorting their glass.
Well, this is why we're doing it as a trial. I think our message is that we all have to do our bit. It's not an easy problem to solve. And if we're going to save money and help the environment, there is some inconvenience to it.
The Victorian Inquiry has also recommended that the state introduce a container deposit scheme, or CDS, that pays people to drop off their glass bottles at certain locations, a system that already exists in most other states. Gail Sloan from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia agrees that should be a top priority for Victoria. But she doesn't think it makes sense to introduce a CDS as well as putting extra bins in households.
Look, I just think it needs a bit of thought. You know, you wouldn't put a separate glass bin in to take out product out of a household that is predominantly eligible containers that can go through a CDS scheme, and the public and community can receive monies for it. And also the beauty of putting it through a CDS scheme is it's generally related to the beverage industry looking after their own products, and that's what we should be doing. So why would we set up, is it 70-odd council contracts for glass that'll just add additional collection costs, more money on ratepayers, and does not one thing to drive market demand?
Gail Sloan from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia. David Sparks, our reporter.